the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show with Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we've been talking this morning with Heidi Williams, who is the director of Ingham County Animal Control. And Heidi, you were kind of caught in the middle of a thought when I had to cut you off in the last segment. Why don't you finish your thought?
Yeah, you bet. So the community outreach that we're able to provide with the food banks, I wanted to let your audience know that if they do know anybody that is in need, rather than giving up your pet because you can't afford to feed them, please reach out, call us. We have food available at the shelter. You can stop in and pick it up. No questions asked. Our community outreach building at 826 West Saginaw, Saginaw and Chicago and Lansing, that has food and litter available. And then we do also run weekly food banks around the community. But seriously, if anybody has any needs, please reach out and let us know. There are some options out there for you before you have to surrender your animals.
Well, and I guess, Heidi, I should ask you the question because I don't want to admit that winter is coming, but it's coming faster than I would like, and people are going to have needs for sheltering. How are you guys doing in terms of straw and doghouses and things like that?
Yeah, so we will be accepting doghouse donations. So if anybody wants to donate doghouses, we would be more than happy to have them. We do provide free doghouses and free straw to people for shelter for their animals. So we will be purchasing some straw here in the next month or so. We typically wait till the snow starts flying on that, mainly because we don't have anywhere to store it at the moment. So, but if anybody has needs like that, just let us know. We do have some doghouses out in front of the shelter that people are more than happy to have if they need them. And again, if they have questions, they can give us a call.
I remember you being closed for a bit during COVID and cat season. So once you opened your doors, did the cats end up coming in or are we at in cat season?
Yeah, so what I'm told is that cat season never really ended last year, and I'm afraid that that's going to kind of be the circumstances this year. We still have a lot of cats in our shelter and a lot of kittens. So we have an event every week called Catterday Saturday, and it's a $25 cat and kitten adoption with free senior and long-term resident cats. So you buy one cat for $25, and we can adopt another one for $10, and that's cat or kittens, and they've all been spayed, neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, health checked, and they're ready to go. And we've got some absolutely adorable kittens right now. So if anyone's looking to add to their family, this is a great time to do it.
I'm going to go on a limb here and suggest that it's probably on Saturday.
It is. Exactly.
Now, Heidi, let me ask you about the question of puppies, because you did mention that in Hazlitt there were 10 puppies. One of the trends I've noticed recently in this last year has been just a tremendous amount of people wanting to have pets, purchasing pets, and frankly, there's been an increase in the cost that people are charging for pets. Does that cause you any concern going forward that this might be the beginning of a trend with people wanting to breed animals for the money and doing something similar?
Yeah, it really does. I think, you know, with some specialty breeds, you can certainly get a lot of money for them. And I think some people look at that as a way to raise money, and they're not necessarily the responsible breeders that we would hope they would be. I'm not against breeding dogs, but I am definitely against irresponsible breeding and not providing for the animals. So, you know, again, I think there are definitely responsible breeders out there, and there are some things that people can look for when they are looking to adopt a pet. And if they're buying from a breeder, you know, certain things to look for that I'm happy to talk about if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay. So, you know, make sure that you're going to meet the breeder at the home or facility where the animals are. Don't ever meet them remotely because you want to know where these animals are coming from. You know, take a look at the surroundings. Make sure things are clean. Make sure things are sanitary. A big red flag is if they've brought the puppy from another location and you don't get to see where it's living, that to me is a big red flag. if you're looking at a breed that has traditional, you know, health issues, hereditary health issues, make sure you're asking for veterinary paperwork on the puppy's parents. Just seeing that if any testing has been done, hip size, genetic issues, things like that. If the breeder has multiple litters available at the same time, especially if it's different breeds, that can be another red flag that this might just be a puppy mill. And then probably one of the biggest ones is make sure that those puppies are not leaving their mom until they're close to 8 weeks old. If they're selling puppies at five, six weeks old, that's a red flag. Those puppies need to stay with their mothers closer to 8 weeks old because there's a lot of socialization that happens at a young age. When they get pulled from mom too early, it can really have bad effects on the puppy as they grow up. So, you know, there's lots of different things to look for, but those are just some main ones that are kind of a common sense thing.
Are there any numbers rules? And what I'm thinking about is here in the pet store, one thing that's important is that I have a USDA license in order to, you know, sell certain animals. And I know that dogs in one form or another come under that ruling. And I'm just curious, you know, when is somebody required to have any permits, license, or any other certification as opposed to somebody that just happens to have a pair of dogs that bred?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I had an answer for you, but no. I don't know the answer. Sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. But, you know, that's something we can explore in another show, okay, Lee?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get working on that one right away. So
there you go.
But, Heidi,
you're
off the hook. We won't bug you for that one.
That's right. So, I just know that if I have chinchillas, I need to have a USDA license. So
yeah.
And there's several other animals that are that way. And I do remember, when we have cats at the store, you know, it's required to have a USDA license. And I'm sure there are some rules at some point that require you to go above and beyond a backyard breeder definition,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And what do you guys, is there a point where you're concerned when somebody just calls in and said, hey, these guys have X number of dogs that tend to alert your ears, breeding dogs? Is there anything that kind of you think of when that comes in or just, hey, let's just check it out to see if it is of any issue?
Mostly we're just going to go and check it out and make sure that, you know, the animals are being cared for in an appropriate way, that, like I said, they have the appropriate food, water, shelter. I don't want people to think that we're targeting breeders because we're certainly not. You have every right to breed dogs, and I have no issue with that. It's more to make sure we're taking good care of them.
Care and keeping.
Care and keeping. Yeah.
Well, Heidi, it sounds like there's a lot that's going on, but the one thing I will admit that has me concerned is you suggested at the beginning of this conversation that there could be more than even we suspect. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, these cases pop up in our community a couple times a year, typically. But I do believe, you know, again, because there is such high amounts of money involved with breeding dogs and specific breeds of dogs, you know, you get these designer breeds out there now. If people can get $1,000 a puppy, there's a big incentive there to be breeding and selling dogs. And we see it, like I said, at least 2-3 times a year where we're seeing these cases, and we most of the time stumble onto them through an anonymous tip or, you know, an officer goes out on an unrelated complaint and discovers it. So I just really encourage people that, you know, if you're looking to buy a dog and you do stumble into a case like this, give us a call. Let us please come and investigate it. And I think a lot of times people will buy the puppy with the idea that, well, I'm saving this puppy and I'm getting it out of this condition. And while that's true in that particular case, they're also furthering the breeder to continue to do what they're doing and make more money and continue to expose more dogs to these kind of circumstances. So it's great that people want to adopt them and get the animals out of that situation, but we still need to know what's happening so that we can take the appropriate enforcement.
Heidi, we've only got a minute left. If people are to contact you, what's the best way to do it?
So they can, again, either call it with reportanimalcruelty@ingham.org, or we do have an anonymous tip line, and that phone number is 676 8372.
Well,
yeah, but we do it, or they can just contact dispatch, and the officers will be able to help them out.
So. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We've been speaking with Heidi Williams, who is the director of Ingham County Animal Control. And Rick, after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk with Margie Grill about cats and how to take care of them during COVID, as well as how many is too many. And we'll have that right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.